Welcome to the Dayspring Podcast, where we delve into faith and fellowship through the teachings of Christ. Join us every week as we explore God's Word and discuss how to live out your faith in today's world. Be blessed as you listen to this sermon. Your kingdom come,
your will be done. Hallelujah. Well, we are continuing with our series on worship, and I think it's been good so far. God is teaching us a lot. Just as way of a recap, we started this month talking about worship, and the first service we defined what worship is. We defined worship as the lowering of oneself and the acknowledging of another person's bigness, greatness, highness over another. And then the next week, we defined and explained what the heart of worship actually was. From John chapter 4, verse 24, where it says, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And so, what are the 3 points when it comes to the worship of God, the heart of worship? The first point is knowledge. The second is spirit, and the third is knowledge, because even Jesus said, you worship what you don't know, but we worship what we know. It's important to worship what you know. So basically, these are the requirements for worshiping God: knowledge, spirit, truth. In John chapter 4, verse 23, the same John, it says, but the hour is coming and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Okay, is seeking such. And when he says is seeking such, basically you can reword it and say, this is the requirement for worshiping him. Mind you, the discussion was about the location of worship. The discussion was about the system of worship. And he said, that's not a requirement. Location is not a requirement. System is not a requirement. The requirement is knowing God, worshiping him in spirit, and worshiping him in truth. Hallelujah. So you see that then people who do things in spirit and in truth from inside them and in honesty are the ones somehow God calls to worship. So God is seeking such in the sense that that is the requirement, and is seeking such, and we can extrapolate that he's seeking people who have honest hearts and who do things from their hearts. Hallelujah. Say, I'll worship with my heart, and I'll worship from my spirit. Now, you see, when you understand this, you begin to understand why some people in the Bible sort of had a certain disposition with God, or somehow God chose them for certain reasons. Hallelujah. You ask yourself, why would God in Genesis 12 just walk up to somebody who was an idol worshiper like Abraham, and suddenly Abraham, because he wasn't Abraham at that time, suddenly just say, come, I like you. Come, let's go. Follow me. I'm going to show you somewhere. Why would he do something like that? And it seems like the Bible may be silent about why. And all we begin to see is that he just picks somebody and chooses the person. I don't think so. I believe that when God picks somebody, he looks for spirit and truth. He looks for people who have honest hearts, and he looks for people who do things with all their hearts. Are you following me? So it's important that we become people like that. Not only Abraham, but you look at somebody like Noah. The world is coming to an end. I'm looking for somebody, and you see that he finds Noah who is honest, and he said of all the generation, he was the right. It means that at least from his heart, he was honest. From his heart, he was true. You look at somebody like Job. What is it that made God bring Job so close? You look at someone like Enoch, who walked with God to the point where he was taken. What is it that makes them come so close to God? Someone say, an honest heart. an honest heart and with all my heart. When you do these things, you get close to God. And that is the heart of worship. So we're going to look at the example with a scripture that I read last week, and I'm sure some people were considering, I read a scripture and I didn't even enter the scripture. It's because I want to continue today. And we are looking at somebody who we can easily see he did things with all his heart, and he had an honest heart. I'm talking about David. So let's read 2 Samuel chapter 6. 2 Samuel chapter 6, again from 16 to 23. Now, as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord. Someone say, before the Lord. Before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart, so they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Then David had finished. When David had finished burning, offering the burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Because when true worship goes out, it leads to a blessing. You didn't hear that one. Then he distributed among all the people, among the whole multitude of Israel, both the women and the men, and to everyone a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, a cake of raisins. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants as one of the base fellows, shamelessly uncovers himself." Verse 21. So David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord," someone say, "before the Lord, who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord. And I will be even more undignified than this, and I will be humble in my own eyes. But as for the maid servants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor." Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children till the day of her death. Hallelujah. So we want to look at this as an example and find out from scripture how it was done in knowledge, how it was done in truth, and how it was done in spirit. The first thing I do want to say, however, is that from this scripture, it may look like a different kind of worship. Now, Peter, please come. Is that Johannes there too? Please come. I want you to help me. Take this offering basket. The two of you hold it together. It is the Ark of the Covenant. And now be going in front of me. And I'm dancing. Now, I want you to picture this. Continue going. And I'm dancing. And I've removed my hat. I've removed my kaftan. And I'm dancing. And then I remove my shoe. I pray we'll have a period of worship like that. And I continue to remove my clothes. Not that far. Where did your mind... Not that far. You looking at me, your first assumption, God bless you, you can put it down. Would you not say this is idol worship? Would it not look like I'm dancing before the item? It looks like I'm dancing because of what they are carrying. And that's the thing about worship sometimes. That when the items of worship come, it can look like idol worship. But it is what is happening in your heart and in your mind. And the scripture says it was before the Lord. David is dancing. They are carrying something in front of him that should represent the ark. And he's dancing because this symbol of God's presence is returning. It is a symbol, it is not his presence. So as much as the symbol is returning and he's happy, it is not the person. It is not God. I'm dancing, but I'm dancing before the Lord. The ark is there, but it's before the Lord. The pastor is there, it is before the Lord. The worship leader is there, it is before the Lord. The instruments are there, but it is before the Lord. It's important to understand this. The ark was just a tool of worship. It was an object of worship. And if we are not careful, because we see people worship God with one tool or the other, we can easily assume that tool has become more important than the person worshiping. We worship with dance, we worship with music, we worship with money, we worship with our lives. But all these things are before the Lord. We bring them down to lift God up. So don't come for a worship service and say, as for this time, I'm coming to dance. No, you are not just coming to dance, because many times people want a service where they can gyrate and celebrate because they feel good when they do that. There is nothing wrong with the celebration. There is nothing wrong with the gyration and the moving of your hips. But in your heart, set it. It is before the Lord. When we come and we gather, it is before the Lord. David understood this. So when he came, ark or no ark, he was worshiping. Music or no music, he was worshiping. Worship leader or no worship leader, he was worshiping. Day spring, we worship whether things are nice or not. If we didn't have generator and it was off here, are we saying we will not be able to praise God? God is still here. Once we have gathered, he is here. Generator or no generator, heat or no heat, we will dance and sweat. If we have to remove our clothes, we'll remove it and praise God. Then we'll go home because we came to meet God. We have to be careful. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 says this. God is saying this: you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not place anything before me. Don't bring anything that will be bigger than me. Don't take anything that will take my place. Don't suddenly raise the thing to be higher than me. Don't go to a worship program and wait for your favorite worship artist. Because the God of the first artist is the God of the second artist. The song they are singing to that God is the same song they are singing to the same God. Don't go and pick and choose. Today, this worship leader is doing well. When Lucy is worshiping, I enjoy it. But if it's another person there, I'm not sure. You are lying. Is it not to the same God? Is it not the same songs? The reason you are enjoying one more than the other is you. Because God is enjoying all. Tell somebody it's before the Lord. Worship before the Lord. So be careful what goes on in your mind, because it will determine your worship. The second thing in this is that it looked like a distasteful show. You see, somebody dancing. Like the way, you see, when I said that I'm dancing and then I remove my clothes, and people started wondering, like, hey, what is going on? If I started doing that, it's very distasteful. There are certain things we don't do in church. Agreed? True or false? No, she's my wife, but you know there are certain things I will not do here. I will do it in my bedroom. I will not do it. Mm-hmm. Hello? Yes, because it's the house of God. If we catch you kissing here and you are not married, No. I'm saying it because, Charlie, people can even go for camp and they are going to meet God and then they stay in the room and do it. If we catch you, if your husband and wife, you can kiss. But there are certain things you cannot do. You can't hold certain parts like that. Why are you looking at me like what I'm saying is not church? Am I preaching or am I preaching? Then clap for me, I'm preaching. Come on. You see, because it's church, you are walking your wife out, then hey! Tell somebody you are before the Lord. You are before the Lord. You are before the Lord. Say you are before the Lord. You see, if you looked at David worshiping, it can look distasteful. It can look very distasteful. But I'm telling you, it was from his heart. This ark had just killed somebody. This ark had just blessed somebody. He said, no. I am not just looking at the fact that this ark has done things, and I'm not just looking at the fact that it represents something. I'm looking at the fact that the place I am at right now, that it is through me that this ark is returning back to Israel. It is the grace of God that has located me. It is because of what God has done. So if he's coming back, I'll praise with everything. You see what he told me, Carl? I can even go worse than that. I was doing it and I remembered that I was king, so I stopped. But you were not there when I was in the wilderness with my harp. When it was only sheep and I could praise God, remove my sandals, remove my things. You were not there. You were not there. This is how I did it in my closet. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to have a closet worship. Something that you don't just do with just everybody when everybody is around. You can wake up in the morning and with your boxes, you are dancing and praising God and worshiping God. Because you know where you came from. You know what God did for you. You are honest in your heart. And if somebody is looking at you, remove the boxes to him. I don't know. You were not there when I was looking for 5 CDs to eat. You were not there when I was moving from one company to the other looking for employment. You were not there when I was trusting God and they were breaking my heart. You were not there when things were difficult for me. You were not there when I lost loved ones. You were not there. So when I'm worshiping, I'm not worshiping before you. And if I'm going to remove my clothes, let me do it and praise my God. I can't see you. I can't see you. I see my God. I see the God who lifted me. I see the God who brought me. I see Ebenezer. I see the one who helped me. It is from my heart. It's from my spirit. And if I need to shout, I'll shout. If I need to raise my leg, I'll raise my leg. If I need to shake, I'll shake. If I need to take my shoes off, I'll take my shoes off. But it is unto the Lord. It's unto the Lord. Shouting, he's praising, he's wailing, he's just don't come to church and look at another person. No, they were not there. They were not there. They went no. I was not there. Me, I was not there. And you two, you were not there. And if you were there, did you help me? If you were there, what did you do? Is it not praying you prayed for me? Yes. Who did you pray to? I'm dancing to the one you also prayed to. So you see, you can tell that it was honest. It was from his heart. The third thing, David now comes back and now he starts offering burnt offerings and peace offerings. I won't go into the details of why he needed to do burnt offerings and peace offerings, because there are different offerings, atonement offerings, various offerings. But he uses burnt offerings and peace offerings. And as he does that, he's celebrating and he's doing all this sacrificing to God. Ladies and gentlemen, when he does that, he goes back to Moses' time. When he says he's doing burnt offerings and peace offerings, it is simply because there is a system for giving that sacrifice. There is already a system. God told Moses, told Aaron, how these sacrifices were supposed to be done. And David is not a priest, he's a king. But because he has knowledge of God, he's coming to God, and what the priest is supposed to do, he is able to do it very well. Look at David. Ladies and gentlemen, you are waiting for a pastor in vain. You are waiting for, I'm telling you, you and God have a connection. And if you have understanding, you can connect with God yourself and you can relate with God yourself. This is even a generation where God said everybody should present themselves before God at the temple. And somehow, this man who has understanding of God gives the sacrifice because he knows. Because he knows. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to have knowledge of God. He's not just worshiping out of the fact that he wants to worship. He's worshiping with knowledge. He's worship. Oh, this is what God likes. This is the sacrifice that meets the occasion we are enjoying. This is the sacrifice. This is exactly what he needs. You see, you should have enough knowledge even to the point of knowing which songs to sing and when. Oh, you want God to bless you? There's a song you can sing. Yabo Shirae Yamawa Senya Nasi Ekwanya Sundre. You see, when you want God to fight for you, mighty, mighty God, we worship you today. We give you all the praise as we lift our hands to you. With pleasure in our hearts, we raise our voice to say, hallelujah. There are songs that activate certain aspects of God. And because you have a certain relationship with God, last week I said, because of my relationship with God and what I've gone through, one of my songs is made away. One of my songs is made away. Charlie, I will not be standing here if God didn't do it too. I can't lobby for any position anywhere. I can't. It is outside of me to call myself. I can't lobby for anything. I try, it won't work. I call God and then he lifts me. So, you see, it could have looked like, because that routine was existing from Moses' time, he's come, he's giving burnt offerings, he's giving peace offerings, and it looks like it is just a routine that he is following. But it was actually from knowledge of God. Ladies and gentlemen, when we worship God, there is a routine we worship God with. That's why sometimes we have times for worship. Time for praise, time for prayer, time to hear the word of God. It's a routine. But in the routine, your knowledge of God should make you understand that it's not just another time. It's another opportunity to worship with God. The routine is that every Sunday morning we are in church. But that routine, because of your knowledge, is an ever Sunday opportunity to connect with your Heavenly Father. It may look like a routine, but it is worship. Don't make it boring. It cannot be boring just because it is a routine. And if you have knowledge, it will never be boring. It cannot be Sunday morning, it's time to go to church, and you say, because of the routine, I'm bored. I'm tired. I don't feel like it. But the routine of work has never bored you. The routine of work, you've never gotten tired because you get money at the end. But the routine of church is worrying you because we don't share money here. We get something greater than money. Even Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Anybody in church this morning, you have something from God. Anyone who attends church, you get something from God. and it may not be physical, it may not be tangible, but when a situation comes, the one who has, it will be different from the one who does not have. I speak over your life that may you carry something from God as you worship Him. May you carry something from God. You see, it's because we come and meet Him and we don't know that we are getting something. It's knowledge. But if you know, I'm telling you, you are saving your life when you come to church. You are saving your life. Finally, he comes home. He's about to bless his whole family. And his own wife comes out. May your trouble not come from your own house. Let me say it again. I said, may your trouble not come from your own house. Amen. His wife comes to meet him. Hey, Bosu. You know how to dance, so? You've danced now, you are removing everything. Hey, chairman. You are just taking everything, showing my property to everybody. Showing my property to everyone. Hey. So you are you a king at all? Do you understand what it means to be king? And she's being sarcastic and laughing at him. Look at what he tells her. Look at what he tells her. Verse 21. It was what? It was what? It was before the Lord. So when I was doing it, I didn't even see you. I didn't remember you. As we come for worship service, we forget that children are downstairs. They are there. They are also worshiping. But we forget that they are there because we've come to God. It's God who blessed us with them. It was before the Lord. Who chose me instead of your father? Chose me instead of your father. And all his house. Because if it's not the father, at least his son, Jonathan, should have become. God removed him and removed his entire house from the kingship. And put a bush boy, and made him. God is able to shift things. And all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord. Continue, please. Over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord. You see, if you hear David's response, you think he's bragging. You think he's talking, like he's talking too big. He's saying it too much. It was before God, the God who removed your father and your whole family. You are even lucky. It's because you married me, you are still in the palace. It's because you married me that you are even still in the palace. You would have also gone. He said, it is before God, the one who set me in place. And that's why I'm worshiping. It may have looked like bragging, but he was telling the truth. David was an honest man. He's talking in his honesty. That this God I'm worshiping, he has done it before and he can do it again. And this is, I'm not talking about good things. He has removed people before. He can remove me. He has removed people before. He can remove me. It is not what you say that will remove me. It is what he does that can remove me. So I will dance before him, the one who chose me and put me there. The one who showed me mercy. The one who showed me mercy. And I will even dance more. Look, sometimes when we come to church and we are worshiping there, brag with your worship. It's not that you are being too known. You are being honest. No, if God has blessed me with a Benz, he has blessed me with a Benz. I'm coming to dance because he has blessed me with a Benz. If I've passed an exam, I've passed an exam, and I'm coming to celebrate because he has passed an exam. If I have gotten a job, I've gotten a job. I'm coming to praise because I've gotten a job. If I'm finally married and I'm showing my ring around and praising God because Abigail is leading worship well, I'm going to continue praising God. If it pains you, that is on you. Oh. Tell somebody, when I'm praising, don't let it pain you. When I'm worshiping, don't let it pain you. When I'm worshiping, don't let it pain you. Your own is coming, but let me celebrate my own. Tell the person, your own is coming. Your own is coming, but mine has come. Let me show you how you will praise when your own finally comes. Oh, somebody said, how will you shout? How will you dance? How will you celebrate? Oh, come on. Can somebody celebrate God this morning? Look, if God has done something for you, and you are saying it and you are worshiping Him, it's not bragging. Sometimes we like to hide when God does things for us. He never said you should hide. He has finished it already. He said, worship me. He has completed it already. If you say the testimony is loading, I agree. Fine. Keep quiet. But sometimes we can dance because it's loading. We can dance so that it will finish loading. We can praise because it will be completed. We can praise so that it will finish. But if it has finished loading, what is this? What is this diplo? What is this? What is this diplo? It's a word for somebody. Your own is loading. Your own is loading. It's coming. It's coming. 2025 will not end without your own loading, and it will be done loading. Oh, somebody, receive a download complete. Receive a download complete. Receive a blessing complete. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as you worship God, as you praise God, as you dance before God, receive a download complete. Receive something from God. In the name of Jesus. So my final word in this sermon is locking. Tell somebody locking. Tell somebody locking. Some people don't understand what locking is. It's not padlock. Locking means focus. Locking is not padlock. Locking means forget everybody and focus. You come, it is before God. I'm worshiping God. I'm celebrating God. From the truth of my heart, this is what has happened. And I'm doing it for God. Tell somebody locking. Tell somebody locking. It's not my shoe, it's not my clothes, it's not my hair, it's not my makeup, it's not my money, it's not my car, it's my worship. Lift up your voice and just begin to thank God.
Thank you for listening to the Dayspring Podcast. Hope you were blessed. Connect with us on all social media platforms at ICGC Dayspring. God bless you.